I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author Garth Stein has inspired millions with his book, The Art of Racing in the Rain, told from the perspective of a dog obsessed with car racing and believing he'll be reincarnated in human form. The book is the focus of this year's Newport Reads program. Garth Stein will appear at the Newport Performing Arts Center on April 19th and at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on April 22nd. Thanks for your time today, Garth.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Enzo, as a main character, blends animal and human traits. What aspects of true animal nature did you wish Enzo to have?
Honestly, I never really thought of Enzo as a dog. For me, Enzo is a character. He's a really great character because he's double-bound. He wants two things that are mutually exclusive. He's convinced he's going to be reincarnated as a person in his next lifetime, so he wants to move on to his next life so he can get the opposable thumbs and so forth. But he also loves his family so much he wants to stay with them, so in that he is conflicted, and he's a nearly human soul trapped in a dog's body.
Racing in the rain is a dangerous proposition, as you certainly know from your own racing and crashing experience. Do you have thoughts on where we find those boundaries in our lives between moving freely and moving too quickly to stay safe?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always expectations that we have for ourselves. There's judgment that we have for ourselves. We're often very impatient with ourselves. I find this a lot in the writing world when I'm working with newer writers. They're very impatient with themselves and intolerant of making mistakes, whereas you have to be willing to have the mistakes in order to get the experience to have the correct aspect, to be successful. Oftentimes, writers will preempt themselves. They'll edit themselves as they're writing when you really can't do that. You have to be able to make mistakes to learn from them. It's rather peaks and valleys sort of thing. And the metaphor of racing in the rain, therefore, is really about maybe it's a little less tolerance on a mistake. But the best way to learn how to race in the rain is to go out in the rain and race, right? So you have to expect that there's going to be a learning curve, and you have to understand that failure is just part of the process. It's not a judgment on you.
In many ways, it seems like the book is a meditation as well on the power of selflessness over selfishness. How did that develop in your own world?
Yeah, that's an interesting message that came through that Enzo discovers near the end of the book, that oftentimes we can mistake the behavior of other people because we have judgment, right? And we have, again, we're anticipating what their goals are and or how they're trying to reach those goals. And so he talks about sometimes early on that race car drivers are selfish, and they have to be selfish in order to be a race car driver. But his realization is that, no, selfishness can get misconstrued for what is really there, which is letting go of the ego entirely. Oddly enough, sometimes they look similar. And so that's sort of the metaphor in the deep down aspects of the book.
In something like Newport Reads, where there's a whole town reading the book, does that change the kind of discussions that come out of it and the events for you?
I don't think it changes the nature of the discussion. What it does is encourage discussion on a broader scale. It's a very personal journey reading a book. You know, everybody reads a book differently and through his or her own ideas and values and experiences. And then we get to share those ideas with other people who've read the book. So when there's a community read program, more people have read the book, and therefore the discussion can range on a broader level, which I think is great. I mean, everybody's right. Everybody who reads a book is right. And some people like this and some people don't like this. And that's why there are so many books out there. And you don't have to like everything. And what I think is great about it is we can all come together at the library, you know, and we can have a discussion about it, and we can disagree with each other. And you know what? No one gets mad and starts yelling at each other or threatening each other, because this is a way to have civil discourse in our society, which is somewhat lacking in this day and age with what's going on in our political sphere. And I think that we as citizens, as readers, need to model for our politicians the best behavior, right? We need to say, look what we can do. We can agree to disagree. It's called civil discourse. Why don't you guys try it in Washington, D.C.?
Garth Stein, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Art of Racing in the Rain, as well as his latest novel, A Sudden Light, and other books. He's also co-founder of Seattle 7 Writers, providing free books to those in need. He'll appear at the Newport Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. and at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Saturday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. For more information, garthstein.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.